Heavenly Father, Lord, cross for us. And we pray, God, that you would just be with us, help us to be good stewards of that information, that we'd share it with others in a way to be pleasing to you. Pray, God, that you'd just be with us today and give us wisdom, just help us to make decisions all throughout this day and throughout our lives, God, that would be pleasing to you too. We lift up those that need helping, healing, and comforting hand, and we know that you are the great healer, the great help, and God, comfort comes from you that can't come from anyone else. And we thank you for that and praise you again for that. And we pray, God, you just watch over us today. These things we ask in your Son's name. Amen.
Amen. Mrs. Wyatt, you want to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting Monday, March 12th, 2018, 9:04 a.m. Monthly budget report.
Okay, you guys got this, I think, about a week ago, so you may have forgotten all about it. I don't know. I know you're busy. I didn't see anything that really caught my attention. Our expenses for general county revenue, which I think is probably one of our biggest concerns anyway, seem to be pretty much on track for what we budgeted. The thing that worries me about that is we need to be under that a lot. We are under it some, but if we actually spend everything that we budget, we're going to be a lot less as a fund balance than what I want to be at the end of the year, and I think that you guys are the same way. We are positive as far as fund balance right now. We have more money now than we had at the first of the year, so that's a good thing. And I think that's the case for almost every one of the funds. There may be some of the smaller funds or sewer fund that's not that way, but I think we're looking good right now.
When you sent that out, it would not have a recent total that we got from the Department of Revenue.
No, this does not include anything that happened in March. It includes up to February 28th, yes. And our March collections were above what they were the year before, so that's a good thing, too.
I wonder then if the Department of Revenue is kind of getting caught up.
I wouldn't venture to say.
No, we don't have a way of knowing. We just have to go with what we get.
Right.
But it was good to see that we had that increase. And so next month's report.
As we get into about 6 months, I think then we can begin to see what our actual economy is really, what it's doing. I'd hate to make a prediction on 3 months, although right now it looks good. So we hope that we have an up year in taxes.
April being the end of the first quarter, I know we were going to try to look at it, the budget overall then, and see how. And this first quarter, though, as you say, is not going to tell us a lot.
We can look at it and have some ideas for sure, but yeah, I agree with you.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Commission remarks. Approval of accounts payable.
I make a motion to approve accounts payable check number 448845 to 448873. Check number 448875 to 448913. Check number 448915 to 448941. Warrants 6956 through 6962 and one journal entry.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I'll note that we're holding check number 448914 for more investigation.
Give me just a second. I'm going to phone Mr. Williams.
Hello? Hello.
Hello, Brandon. It's Mike. I needed to call you for this, to get one check approved.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to make a motion to approve check number 448874.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Approval of previous meeting minutes for, I have March 6, 2018, and didn't you give me some executive session minutes? Upstairs, but
I'll make a motion that we approve March 6, 2018 regular minutes.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Make sure they're not in here. Haney County Regional Sewer District request for funding Emery Creek Ranch subdivision.
Good morning.
Morning.
The Taney County Regional Sewer District has submitted the above referenced funding agreement for commission review and approval consideration. The amount of funding being requested is $50,000 and will be used to address the cost incurred by the district related to engineering, permitting, land acquisition, legal services, and construction activities required for the project. For several years, the Emery Creek Ranch Subdivision Property Owners Association has discussed with the district the possibility of the district taking over its wastewater collection and treatment system. The district has always been interested in the idea, however, due to the Big Creek Agreement, which gave the City of Branson exclusive rights to provide public sewer service to this area, the matter was complicated. In a recent meeting between the new City Administrator Stan Dobbins, City Utilities Director Mike Ray, and Taney County Regional Sewer District Administrator Brad Albritton, the City has made a complete turnaround on the issue, stating that the high road is a sufficient northern boundary for its city limits, and there is no desire to grow into the Emery Creek watershed at this time. With this decision, the district is now able to take actions necessary for the transfer of the Emery Creek Ranch Subdivision Wastewater Treatment System to the district's ownership. Included with this staff report is a memorandum from Mr. Albritton that further explains the history of these efforts and the benefits that will be realized by the district taking over the ownership of the system. The funding agreement documents have been approved by the Regional Sewer District Board of Trustees and were signed by the board chairman, Nathan Easley, on February 20th, 2018. An attorney representing the county commission has reviewed and approved each document as to form. I would say that we originally had a funding agreement on this back in January of 2016, and Brad was trying to move forward with what we're talking about now, and just due to the Bee Creek Agreement, they weren't able to make any progress, and that agreement expired on December of 2017. So rather than get a time extension on the old agreement. The sewer district decided just to present a whole new funding agreement for approval. And it's a sizable area, 121 existing homes out there, so it's a good customer base already established. I don't know if any of you have drove through there, but there's some nice homes being constructed in the area, and there's 292 vacant lots, you know, yet to be developed, so it's got some, definitely got some growth potential, and I'm sure Brad can illuminate us on more information.
Yeah, that's a good explanation, John, of the project. The Emery Creek Property Owners Association has operated their treatment facility there for several years, and they currently are having trouble meeting their ammonia limits just due to the design and construction of the recirculating gravel plant there. The plant is in need of an upgrade to meet those limits, and there was an engineering study done on that several years ago that stated it was around $150,000 project. The neat thing about this this project with Emery Creek is the HOA has done a good job of managing the system out there and collecting connection fees, and they have a sizable amount in reserve, you might call it, around $95,000 that is strictly sewer money that would be used to go to the project to fund the upgrades, at least a portion of them. And so we're requesting the funding agreement today to get started on first and foremost the amendments to the Bee Creek agreement with the city of Branson, and then proceed, if that's approved, then proceed on with contracts for transfer of the sewer system and then eventually the upgrades to the system.
Has your attorney looked at the agreement?
Yes. Yeah, I believe he's already signed off on it there. Mr. Trokey.
Yep, he has.
I make a motion that we approve the Taney County Regional Sewer District request for the funding agreement between for Emerald Creek Ranch Subdivision Project.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you all very much. No, I appreciate that very much.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Agreement for animal disposal services. I have a letter from County Attorney Travis Elliott, dated March 6th. He's reviewed the draft of the animal disposal services agreement between Friends of the Family Pet Memorial Gardens Incorporated in Taney County. The agreement provides for a fee of $22 per animal disposal within a one-year term and renewal of the agreement for additional 1 year. And he approves the agreement as to form. And I have
say the agreements between the Friends of Family Pet and Taney County or Taney County Animal Control. How's it worded?
It is. The agreement is between Taney County, a political subdivision, the state of Missouri, and Friends of the Family Pet Memorial Gardens Incorporated.